This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In Parshas Balak, when Bilam started out traveling to meet Balak, the Malach Hashem tried to stop him. As the Pasuk says, Vayamoid Malach Hashem B'Mishol HaKromim, and the Malach stood in the pass between the vineyards, Goder Mizeh V'Goder Mizeh, with a fence on both sides. And when the Osain saw the Malach, it pressed itself against the wall, squeezing Bilam's leg against the wall. As the Pasuk says, Vatilchatz Es Regel Bilam El Akir. Rashi tells us that Stam Geder Shel Avonim Hu. Typically, the word Geder means a fence made of stone. So this wall that Bilam smashed into was made of stone. And we must understand what Rashi is trying to tell us by informing us that this fence was made of stone. Chizkuni and Das Akenemi Balei HaTosfos both explain with the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. There we find when Lavan chased after Yaakov, Lavan wanted to make a treaty with Yaakov, and he chose a pile of stones, and he said, Eid HaGal HaZeh, this pile of stones will serve as a witness. Im oni loy ever elecho es HaGal HaZeh, vim ato loy savor elai es HaGal HaZeh l'ro. That neither of us will pass this pile of stones with hostile intent to harm one another. Chazal tell us that Lavan and Bilam were the same person. Bilam, who was Lavan, was on his way to curse Klal Yisrael. And that means basically to break the treaty that Lavan and Yaakov had made. And on his way, he passed that same pile of stones that were used for the treaty. The Pasuk tells us, Yad ha'edim tia b'barishayna, that the witnesses must be the ones who carry out the punishment first by Misas Bezdin. They are the ones who begin the execution process. So here, the Edim are the pile of stones. So they are the ones to administer the punishment. That is the reason why Bilam's leg was crushed specifically by the pile of stones. The pile of stones that were made as Edim in the treaty between Yaakov and Lavan. And this is what Rashi means when he says, Stam Geder Shel Avonim. To tell us that this was no random fence, but rather the stone fence that were Edim by the treaty of Lavan Ha'arami. And since Bilam, who was Lavan, broke the treaty by coming now to harm Klal Yisrael, he was punished by the Yad Edim, the Gal Shel Avonim. And it was from this incident and on that Bilam would limp on one of his legs. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei says, Bilam chiger baraglai achas hoya. Bilam was lame in one of his feet. And Chizkuni and Marsha both explain that he became like that because of this incident where his donkey crushed his leg into the stone fence. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Bilam was sent to curse Klal Yisrael in order that Moav should be victorious over the Yidden. Why did Bilam need to curse Klal Yisrael? Why couldn't Bilam just bless Moav? Instead of cursing one side, just bless the other side. The Chafetz Chaim answers that there are two ways to win over another person, either by lifting yourself up or by putting the other person down. The way of the Umas HaOlam is to go with the negative approach of putting the other person down. And it is for that reason that Bilam chose to curse Klal Yisrael over blessing the nation of Moav. The Netziv answers differently. He says that Bilam only had the power to curse and did not have the power to bless. And for that reason, he tried to curse Klal Yisrael and not bless Moav. And he brings a beautiful proof from the Pasuk, Ki Yodati Eis Asher Tevorech Mevorach Ve'Eis Asher Ta'or Yuar. Balak said to Bilam when hiring him to curse Klal Yisrael, Ki Yodati, I know, Eis Asher Tevorech Mevorach, the ones you bless are blessed, Ve'Eis Asher Ta'or Yuar, and the ones you curse are cursed. The Netziv asks that this Pasuk does not maintain consistent tense sequence. Just like the Pasuk ends off, the Eis Asher Ta'ar, that the ones you curse, you are, will be cursed. It should also say, Eis Asher Tevarech, the ones you bless, Yevarech, will be blessed in the future. Why does it say, Eis Asher Tevarech, the ones you bless, Mevarech, are already blessed in the past? Says the Netziv, Bilam only had the power to curse and did not have the power to bless. But he wanted people to believe that he also had the power to bless. So what he did was, he found people who were successful already and blessed them and then took credit for their success, saying it was based on his own bracha. Balak in this pasuk is calling Bilam out on this specific scheme. And he therefore says, Ki odati, I know you're gay. Eis asher tevarech, the ones you bless, mivayroch, are already blessed. You are giving brachas to the ones who are already blessed. And it's not your bracha that's really doing it. And that's why I'm not asking you to bless Maya, because you do not have the power to bless. But rather, Eis asher ta'ar, you are. I know the ones that you curse will be cursed, because you do have the power to curse. And that's why I'm asking you to curse, l'chona orali es amazeh, curse them, and I'm not asking you to bless us.